Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Jagmeet Singh in Canada, the head of the Socialist Party, and he drives a Maserati. The future Prime Minister of Canada calls him a Maserati Marxist. He complains about the wealthy exploiting the poor, but he's wasting other people's money on a luxury car. He was just Justin Trudeau's lapdog, and the only reason Justin was still in power is so he could get his gold-plated pension next year. He also wears a Rolex while fighting for the common man. Meanwhile, those that vote for him get their groceries at a food bank. Up next is a guy that lives the ultimate going-your-own-way lifestyle. He lives underwater in Florida, and he won't resurface even after breaking the record for living the longest time underwater. Welcome back, Ted Kaczynski. Turns out he figured out that it was better living with the fishes than his wife. His record stands at 100 days. Women will say he's a toxic male because he won't come up to the surface and give them attention. Wah. Number three is an updated version of all the things that are now in your pocket with your iPhone. It's not just the devices, but also the three-letter agencies as well. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have a guy in my pocket. He looks kind of creepy. What's missing from this picture? I think nudie magazines. Now you don't have to go to the convenience store and hang your head in shame after purchasing a magazine, because a poo now knows you're about to play with your little head. Moving on, did you know that 45% of sexual violence in Italy, it was committed by immigrants who make up 8% of the population? Remember back when they used to call Mussolini the bad guy? As for migrants, Maloney can't send them out, because the High Court has stopped all deportations. If you're living in Italy these days, you need to hide your kids and hide your wife, because they're graping everybody up in here. Number five, these days a man has to either be an idiot or a criminal to keep all his cash at home like this. It's like a melting ice cube that's losing 10% of its purchasing power each year. That being said, if this is only 1% of your net worth, and you keep it for emergencies, then it's actually a good idea. Plus, even if for some reason the cops see it, it's perfectly legal, but they'll still confiscate it. Remember that no underlying crime is necessary for that. Up next, we have Barbie Ferreira, and she lost a lot of weight, probably due to a Zempic. First, it was Lizzo and Nikado Avocado. Wait until people taking the drug start dropping like flies from all the side effects. Supposedly, it shrinks your heart, but we don't really know what the longer-term consequences are yet. If she lost the weight the old-fashioned way, then good for her. How about putting down the Twinkies and getting off the couch instead of popping a pill that paralyzes your digestive system? Number 7, Ben Affleck is such a simp. He cozies back up with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife, over Thanksgiving, after getting divorced from J-Lo. This dude just can't walk away from women now, can he? This just reeks of low self-esteem, and he's probably the world's biggest beta brat. Looks like Batfleck is just too lonely and weak to stand on his own emotional 2 feet. This just proves that women are fine sharing high-status men between each other. J-Lo and Garner have also been doing it for 20-plus years now. At least he doesn't have to worry about screaming the wrong name out in the bedroom. Moving on, this Lonely Fools model reveals that she felt sick after discovering that a close family member paid for her spicy content. Yes, she's so embarrassed by it that she has to tell the whole world. But I think, once again, this is just her advertising her OF page. People say that she's an OF prostitute instead, but some OF stars are now making more money than runway models. What we won't hear her complain about is when she can't find a good man because no man wants to deal with the embarrassment of being with an OF model. Number 9, remember short kings never give up. This 6-foot-tall woman finally found her king. And what's the size of that door in the background? Is it 4.5 feet tall, perhaps? Regardless, this guy looks like he could go muff diving standing up. Odds are he's rich and that's why she's with him. But he better be careful because she looks like she's going to crush him in bed. Then again, he might actually like that. Not since Kip and LaFonda have we seen such an odd couple before. Up next, I don't know who did this, but they're definitely my hero. That's a better piece of modern art than the original. The bad news, though, is that I don't think anyone is going to pay $6 million to buy and eat that banana. In case you don't get the $6 million banana joke, some crypto investor bought a duct tape banana and ended up eating it for that much. The whole point is to show that he has enough status to waste that kind of money. Number 11 is Lucy Lawless in 1995 versus 2024. More like Lucy Flawless. She looks the same after 30 years. Must be the low-carb diet, weights, and good genes. Sure, she looks great when she's all done up in proper lighting. But now that you've seen her at her best, maybe it's time to see her at her worst. At least she doesn't look like she sold her soul like the rest of Hollyweird. Moving on, this high school worker is accused of smashing one of her students. A lot of the time people say a guy's lucky to get nookie from his teacher. But in this case, we need to arrest that student for choosing to stick his slick willy into ugly. How big of a simp do you have to be to consider being with this grotesquerie? I don't know, but he must be related to one of these gentlemen. Number 13, a journalist who worked with Tommy Robinson says that Andrew Tate sexually assaulted Lauren Southern when they visited Tate in Romania back in 2018. I think that Lauren is actually working for the left, because she's given tons of guys on the right trouble, and she slept with Destiny, and he's on the left as well. I think this is a smear campaign against Tate, and if Tate and Lauren did actually bump uglies, I'm sure it was all kind of mutual. Maybe Lauren is the bait to wreck the lives of right-wing guys. Up next, you can't change human nature. This woman escaped an Islamic hellhole of a country, grew up in Australia, and when she enters parliament, supports an Islamic hellhole run by Hamas. They are unhappy in Middle Eastern countries only to come to Western countries and try and turn them into Middle Eastern countries too. And then call us racist when we refuse to let them. They have a mission and it's to spread Islam all over the world. Number 15, to prove that the left and right are a psyop, here we have Destiny and Nick Fuentes. And there's a video of them together bumping uglies. They foment hate between their right-wing and left-wing followers and meanwhile, they're making sweet, sweet love to each other. We now have proof that Nick Fuentes is gay. A few people offered to send me the video. Yeah, I'll pass even for research purposes. These two need to seriously quit each other. Moving on, speaking of leftoids, here's one that shaved their head and closed their legs forever, and everyone is rejoicing, because the stench is already down thanks to this. Unfortunately, give them a little bit of time, and they'll be ready to go again. Maybe investing in a wig shop might not be such a bad idea for the next year or two, until their hair grows back out. On the bright side, at least they don't need abortions for the next little while. Number 17, I'm sure that many of us are looking forward to Dora being deported. She looks so happy to be going back. She's an explorer by nature, so she's going to be fine with it. Maybe this is how deportation of illegals should be done, and on national television. Canada's about to have 5 million illegals. What do we do with them? Do we put them on cruise ships and send them back home if they don't want to leave? Let's watch carefully and see what happens. Up next, now they're saying that too much exercise can kill you, especially if you're a white male. I guess they especially want white men weak for some reason, because they're the only real threat to the globalists if they unite. I'll bet you anything that the writers of this article are out of shape and sponsored by Big Pharma and the fast food industry. It seems that these days the only thing that's bad for you that the government doesn't promote is smoking, probably because they don't want to lose any lawsuits. Number 19, a trans Montana lawmaker says that trans women are every bit as biologically female as regular women. Maybe in their imagination. It has to be partially mental illness because 40% of trans adults have tried to end themselves and 80% have considered it. Maybe the thing to do is to open up the asylums again. Remember, you can take all kinds of chemicals to make yourself appear female, as well as surgeries. But when archaeologists find your bones in the future, they will still say that you're a male. Moving on, this woman is complaining because her students keep calling her Pennywise. Gee, I wonder why. This doesn't prove that this generation of kids is mean and entitled. It actually proves that they're based and tell it like it is, and women are increasingly doing things like this to themselves intentionally because no one is paying them any attention. So instead they're doing such things for negative attention, which is better than no attention at all. Number 21, Aurora says that women's value doesn't go down just because she has 9 kids from 6 different dudes. It doesn't decrease her value as what? An organ donor, perhaps? Maybe it's only the 10th kid or the 8th dude that finally does it to her. She's so specific, though. I guess that's probably her life situation and she's seeking out validation for her mistakes. But seriously, that's 15 people in and out of that hoo-ha. Does she think she's a clown car or something? Up next, John Fetterman says that the Democrats lost male voters by insulting them and being condescending. It's crazy when a guy that's brain damaged makes more sense than the regular Democrats. I wouldn't be surprised if he switched over to the Republican Party. The Democrats probably brought him in because he would be their obedient lapdog, and he seems to be biting them back now. The Democrats, just like the Liberals in Canada, used to be center. Now they're both socialist parties. Number 23 is a guy that glowed up into a girl and says it was after a long period of depression. But there's zero facial expression, and I think this individual, if they're actually happier on the inside in this picture on the right, is probably on the spectrum. A lot of the time my face is expressionless like that, and it makes people rather uncomfortable. Hopefully this person won't be one of those 40% of trans people that try and end themselves. Moving on, apparently this is why 16-year-olds aren't allowed to vote. I know teenage guys that are completely desensitized to female nudity. They probably watch so much spicy content on their phones that real women do nothing for them anymore. At least these two guys have their priorities right and are focusing on the car instead of her. Also, I don't know about you, but to me, that car definitely looks like it has less mileage than her. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between Tinder and reality. Don't get catfish, guys, because on dating apps these days, many women's profiles are at least 10 years old. Those aren't filters on the picture above. That's just 10 years back and 100 pounds lighter. If you match with her in another 10 years and go on a date, then you'll be greeted by this beautiful face. This isn't catfishing. It's more like catwhaling. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.